The curse of the universe. Why we must end ineffective education right now. Unless we are actively pressing for the advancement of humankind, we will discover that we slowly regress to the way things used to be. Like a ball kicked up a hill, we will eventually make our way back. It takes 3 decades to catch on. This is longer than most people care to pay attention. Unless we are deliberately advancing forward at an urgent pace, the bad things that can happen will eventually happen. Call it the curse of the universe. Call it uneducated man think all the same. Call it all pretenders can only hope to play the same stupid game. Or call it, the curse is such that nobody knows much. And in fact, those who do advance tooth and nail often live in a warped world. They will never discover all the miracles of being human. They will instead function like a pinball machine. If this, then that. Their worlds have no color. They are just endless chains of misconceptions and bad ideas. Politicians, in their lack of education, misunderstood the meaning of progress. The scientists and philosophers took to thinking of our species as young. And I lack the class that is necessary to prevent myself from noting that that word is a euphemism. Errors in our thinking continue all the way down. The curse of lack of real education corrupts all of our ideas. The cheerful minds of great thinkers are sold long before it finally occurs to both sides that war really is hell. And politicians just can't understand that warlords and dictators only emerge out of stupid that they saw. We must understand what real education is. That it is a path that we each belong at, and a path to greatness. That it is fuel for wisdom, and a factory of thoughts that help us reason by subtle analogies to face challenges we have previously never encountered. And have all the answers we need. We need to grasp that real education comes from storytellers, that the very definition of real education emphasizes integration of all the unique answers and curiosities that each student nobly holds, that children can only learn on paths of great interesting challenges and colorful adventures. That we each assume that we have a good education. Though few read books and most haven't even read one. Though we know through and through memorization and cramming for tests wasn't an education. Because we didn't learn anything in the process. We pretend so hard, we force the younger generation to repeat the same mistake. To add insult to injury, beneath our misunderstanding of what schools are, politicians have taken to believing that we are all workers and that our job is to support the economy. That in order for the world to get better, we need to go back to the office and work a little harder. We're all in this together, after all. They have a job, you have a job, do your job. And hopefully you are the kind of a person that remembers to pursue happiness as well. I dare say they call it freedom of choice. Let us pull ourselves out of this nonsense by nothing more than our own shoelaces, the unique and productive futures that we can each reach when set free from poverty and small-mindedness of world leaders. We must begin by framing our unique greatness as an aim above all other aims. Whereas question of why we are here is a silly question, the question of the rise to our greatness is all this world has on its way towards world peace. To aim for greatness is to accept the responsibility for our own self-education by means of books and adventure, and especially fine disregard for rule. It means to build a path towards certain unity and away from hell of war and evil of hollow leaders and dictators. It means that the road to all those miserable things that can happen will fall to dust as students rise above that malformed vision of our world and catch a glimpse of the future where there is simply no poverty, where there are no borders. Future that mad and uneducated man can't see, because they don't see value in human life. A human freed from poverty is a human that eventually returns infinitely more. The curse must be lifted. What little we can do with our obscured visions, the little ones will multiply, and their children will see the future in full. You are not a wage slave. You are not a servant, and you are not a cog in some machine. You are all the hope the future has right now, and you are meant to become a great being. Go to the library, the travel and adventure section, where you will find adventurers who share their minds and the life experience. Begin with the first book or narrated book on the top left and never stop. Never stop learning. Follow in the footsteps of your favorite writers until you too can write, until you too can add to your favorite book section at the library. The aim is not an event at the height of your greatness, but that you lived your life as a great being, that you added to underline the importance of humanity progressing towards the culture of greatness, of wisdom, of knowledge, that you were seen, that you were heard, that you helped the little ones hope to be like you. In your creativity, your knowledge and wisdom and class and dignity and greatness.